Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
We've made steady progress over the couple of seasons and arrived in the Champions League place last year, nearly won the league. I think a trophy this season will mark another step forward for us. So, but of course, it's a difficult game that we've got. But of course, you know, getting to a final and winning a trophy is what, as I said, we would want.
So much riding on tonight's FA Cup quarter-final replay of Blackburn Rovers, the crushing league defeat at Arsenal. Still very fresh in the minds of the players. Maybe that's not a bad thing at all, you never know. This is a season that's all about the cup now, and Liverpool need to react to that in the right way. Tactically, Brendan Rodgers moves away from a back three for the first time since he implemented that system in mid-December, with Martin Skrtel and Emre Can both missing. The shape of the defence changes as well to a four. In goal, Simon Mignolet, Glenn Johnson, his experience in at right back. The rest of the defence, Mamadou Sakho and Dejan Lovren, the centre halves, have been question marks over why Lovren hasn't played much football this season after he was bought for £20 million. He's needed tonight. And Alberto Moreno at left back. Defensively, he was at fault for Bellerin's first goal for Arsenal at the weekend. A midfield three of John Henderson, Lucas and Allen, at least two of those you'd expect to show leadership qualities tonight. Henderson and Lucas probably mainly so. Even Allen has something of that about him. And then further forward, Raheem Sterling, Philip Coutinho and Daniel Sturridge. On the bench, Brad Jones, Kolo Touré, Ricky Lambert, Javier Manquillo, Fabio Barini, Cameron Brannigan and Lazar Markovic. Liverpool in all red here tonight. They've got around 7,000 travelling fans with them. Blackburn Rovers have Rudiger Sted on the bench. He was the main man at Anfield, caused a real problem or two for Liverpool that night. So their 11 looks like this. Simon Eastwood in goal, Adam Henley at right back. The centre halves are Alex Baptiste and Matt Kilgallen, the captain. And on the left side of the defence, Marcus Olsen. Midfield five on the right, Ben Marshall. In the centre, Corey Evans. Williamson is slightly deeper. Kearney and then Craig Conway. And up front for them tonight, Jordan Rhodes. Rhodes, who scored five goals in his last six games for Blackburn Rovers. Blackburn in that blue and white top and white shorts. Liverpool in all red. And David Fairclough alongside me. David knows all about punishment in this ground. He told me he was sent off here when he played for the reserves. Bad lad, David.
And the first time I was ever sent off for the reserves at Blackburn. Got lots of memories of Blackburn. Actually, I could do all 1 to 10, but I won't bore you with that. This happens to me. We were talking, Steve, 3 or 4 minutes ago. You said, thought it was going to be a full house. It's packed now. The atmosphere is absolutely fantastic. And this is what the FA Cup is all about. It's unbelievable now. It's going to be a great night.
Well, you can see the Blackburn team all crowded together tightly in a huddle. Liverpool have been through that a couple of minutes ago. From our commentary position, the Blackburn end is to our left-hand side, and to our right is the Darwin end. Liverpool do have their home kit on, and Blackburn is whipped into a frenzy. Liverpool looking to get to the FA Cup semi-finals, and if they did achieve that, they wouldn't have won a game at Anfield on the way. This will be the second of their replays in the FA Cup. We're underway, and then Glenn Johnson digs it out from the right back position. Jordan Henderson sends it back towards Mamadou Sakho, and Sakho over to Moreno on the left of the defence. So just looking at the lineup, it is as we would have expected, the four at the back. Got the two centre halves in Sakho and Lovren, and that ball's pushed through the centre by Sakho, and Blackburn get their first touch of possession, chopped forward by Ben Marshall. Interestingly, as we drove up to the ground, and David said to me that the blues changed in the Blackburn Rovers kit. It is. It doesn't look the familiar traditional blue they've got on the top.
No, it doesn't. I was looking at some of the supporters' scarves. They're obviously old scarves. There's a much deeper blue. There's something a little bit Manchester City-ish blue about this. But the atmosphere is fantastic. Liverpool fans are really getting behind our lads. And Blackburn are having a go. It started off, it's all very lively. We can see the ball is very, very lively. It's a very dry pitch, I think.
The game.
Liverpool steadily making their way further forward. Now it's Henderson 30 yards out, feeds it into Sturridge, but it bobbled off his legs, comes out off Corey Evans. And again, Liverpool take possession. They'll start that slow momentum again. Henderson, the captain, chips into the box. Sturridge is there. Flying header comes in from Alex Baptiste, and then it goes right past the post at the end of the day from Joe Allen.
Well, I don't think the angle was the best for Allen. I think as the header falls to him, you think automatically, well, this is a great opportunity. I think there were just enough bodies that forced him to play it towards the goalkeeper's right side of the goal, and therefore perhaps blocks most of the goal out the way. But bright little moment for Liverpool. Noticeable to see that Liverpool are maybe trying to upset Blackburn's rhythm a little bit by putting Sterling on the left and Coutinho on the right. We don't see that all too often.
Plays through the centre with Raheem Sterling. He's midway in the Blackburn half. Now he's pushed it out to the left wing for Sturridge, who just chips it over the Blackburn legs for Sterling to take a shot. And it's just over the top of the netting and then glides in towards the Blackburn fans in the Blackburn end. Marcus Olsen, high long ball to the edge of the penalty area. I think that's the first touch by Jordan Rhodes. Gets it into the box, opportunity, Blackburn, that turn and shot by Craig Conway. Is just about smothered out by Mamadou Sakho, who regained his composure and got in the way. That all came from a giant long ball, which Blackburn battled for about 10 yards outside the area. Sakho let it run too deep into his box. It was robbed by Craig Conway, but Sakho saved the day.
Well, he really was caught sleeping. I don't think he thought he saw everything ahead of him. He didn't. He was unaware of Conway coming in around the blind side, and it was too far for Mignolet to come out and receive. He should have just cleared the lines.
Blackburn corner from the left, headed clear this time. He picked up somewhere near the centre circle and sent out to Conway on the right wing. Once more, puts it onto his left foot, chips it into the box. Sakho turns it clear with a header, ends up with Moreno, and then Moreno finds a pass the halfway line for Daniel Sturridge, who hasn't been overly involved so far, but he's trying to force his way through at the moment past Adam Henley before Baptiste gets involved and pushes it over the white line for a Liverpool throw. Williamson trying to edge their way out of that hole. Liverpool take it and play it down the left side with Raheem Sterling. Still playing with a real confidence and swagger despite all the headlines. It's Raheem Sterling on the left side of the box trying to turn it in for Moreno. Did Moreno duck out of that challenge? He tried to jump over the legs of Adam Henley. He's ended up with a throw-in instead.
I think it was the right choice by Moreno. It wasn't a great ball by Sterling. I think it's quite clear what Henley was going to get there first.
Throw-in made next to the Blackburn corner flag. Moreno fights hard for it and eventually goes out for corner kick. Many were walking away back to the halfway line thinking that the goal kick was the option then, but given us a corner.
Well, we weren't quite as close as the referee was, and from this angle I thought it looked like a goal kick, but we'll take the corner. That was I think good decision from the referee.
Jordan Henderson puts this right on the edge of the freshly painted quadrant down there on that Blackburn pitch, which is short of turf, and Henderson sends it high and long to the far side of the penalty area, controlled on the chest of Coutinho, who controlled it and volleyed it into the advancing player. And it's bounced out for another corner on the far right-hand side this time.
Well, the ball travelled so far. It was always going to be difficult for Coutinho to get enough time to get the shot away. And by the time that he got control of it, Marshall was right on top of him.
So another corner for Liverpool. Plenty of movement in the box from the red shirts. Corner whipped in. That header from Sakho has gone backwards. Raheem Sterling is first to race his way out to get it. Turns onto his right foot, chips it into the box. And there's a thumping header coming from Jordan Rhodes, who's back to defend and pushes that ball out for another Liverpool throw in a period in which Liverpool getting a number of set pieces. Can they create from them?
Wasted moment there, because Liverpool still had Sakho and Lovren up, and Sterling sort of crossed short.
In play now with Sterling on the left side, just made some space for himself, chips it into the box looking for Daniel Sturridge, falls to Joe Allen. Allen gives to Henderson. chased down by Matt Kilgallen, the Blackburn captain, but then the shot eventually comes in! Oh my goodness me, thought that had gone into the top of the net, but it's actually just gone over the top of the netting by Daniel Sturridge. He picked it up wide on the right-hand side, placed it onto his left foot, and then unleashed one, which from our angle, momentarily, almost felt like it had gone in, David.
Well, he didn't get enough curl on it, really, unfortunately. Had he been able to sort of send it more over towards the goalkeeper's right, it might have found its sort of way in a little bit. The fact that it was so central, I don't think really Eastwood was that concerned. I think he always knew that it was going over his crossbar.
He's touched it. Just watching the replay there, Dave.
Yeah, well, I think there were one or two little claims by the Liverpool boys, but referee was... made a very quick decision, didn't he? He didn't feel that was the case. But it was promising effort by Sturridge, and we want to see a little bit more of that. Him getting on the ball, making it half a yard for himself and getting shots away, particularly with that left foot.
Coutinho to the 30-yard out mark, and then Liverpool just lose it somewhere in that region. Ends up with short pass by Kearney. And over to the left wing for Blackburn Rovers. The crowd senses an opportunity to attack as Ben Marshall races down the left. Only Jordan Rhodes in the box and two centre-halves with him. The pass for Rhodes, he gets a clear header and he's just pushed it wide of the goal on the left-hand side. Well, Rhodes was quite obviously going to be the target and there was two Liverpool players with him and somehow he finds the free header. At the same time, Mamadou Sakho has gone down right next to the penalty spot. And it almost looks, if you watch the replay, like he pulled up with an injury just as that cross was coming in.
Well, he's definitely leaving the pitch, and Colatore is stripped and ready to go on. Good attack by Blackburn. It was a dangerous moment. Liverpool not really getting close to Rhodes, and that's a little bit of a let-off. Thankfully, it was a poor header by the Blackburn centre-forward. You've got to have to be tight with Rhodes. He doesn't have a great deal of pace, Rhodes. That's not his strength. But his quality is getting into good positions, and if he gets some decent service, he's a danger man. You've got to get much closer than they were on that occasion. Both Lovren and Sakho really lost him.
Here go Liverpool down the right. Johnson's got round the back of the fullback, feeds it into the box. Baptiste first to clear it away. Falls to Johnson again. Left-footed shot near post and saved by Simon Eastwood. Decent stuff by Glenn Johnson.
Yeah, the first ball is a good cross, and it takes a good interception to actually stop it, finding a red shirt. A good burst down the right-hand side by Glenn Johnson, does well, gets into a great attacking position, good quality ball in, and that was reasonable, you know, good defending by Baptiste, you have to say. The shot, in the end, when the ball eventually goes back out to him, the angle suited the goalkeeper, and it was relatively comfortable.
Here's Sterling, ball into the box. It looked dangerous for a second as Sturridge was just backtracking to get that ball, but Williamson, taking no chances, thumps it out for a corner kick for Liverpool.
Well, it needed clearing, but I can't help thinking that if Sterling gets into that position, he's got to be looking to put the ball in the space between the goalkeeper and the back line, and there he puts it onto the penalty spot, and it's relatively comfortable for them to clear. Only had one target hit, and that was Sturridge, but certainly they should be putting in a little bit more of a dangerous ball from there.
Jordan Henderson with the corner. Not scored in the FA Cup campaign this season. 7 Premier League goals. As Henderson chips the ball. Far post, everyone misses it. Comes out to Coutinho! Oh, and it's just somehow scrambled away from the line. Keeper or defender, one of them got in the way. Coutinho's shot wasn't the purest, that's for sure. But it was going goal-bound, and Blackburn somehow survived. It was the keeper.
Well, it was a great ball in, and Torre's not that far away, I think, from getting on the end of it. It was a really great corner.
Sterling chips into the box, header by Lovren, dangerous area. Chipped header away by Blackburn Rovers, turned clear by Ben Marshall. Only for Johnson, who sends it back into the Blackburn box. That header is going to go out of play from Dejan Lovren. And that pressure all of a sudden just dies down somewhat for Blackburn.
Well, dangerous moments from Liverpool. And the corner's brilliant. And Colatore almost gets on it. When it falls, Coutinho then picks it up, prods it really, just tries to find a little space in the bottom corner of the goal. And luckily, the goalkeeper just gets across. And he doesn't catch it the first attempt. He almost makes a little bit of a meal of it, but he stopped it.
Coutinho has Henderson ahead of him. That chip ball... comes back to Coutinho. Coutinho edge of the penalty area. Blackburn defender backs off, doesn't want to commit himself to a challenge. Matt Kilgallen ends up maybe with a cross from the right side from Glenn Johnson. He's come onto his left foot, gives to Coutinho, and he shoots over the top of the crossbar.
Well, there's a little bit of a pattern building. Certainly you can see Liverpool now making more headway. The lines are pretty much defined. Blackburn fallen really back. They got a flat back four and a midfielder who were really busy. But Liverpool are getting on the ball quite well. And then when they've got into a good area like that, that's a half chance for Coutinho, and he should do much better. Should keep his head down and make sure, you know, maybe he hits the target. But they're way over the top. We've been used to seeing Coutinho score some spectacular goals in the last month or two. Could have had another one there.
Blackburn trying to clear it away, but picked up by Liverpool, and then Lucas. Not finding the quality ball. Poor clearance by Blackburn, though, and Coutinho's on to it. Now Henderson. There's Moreno. And out to the left wing for Sterling. Sterling tried to go past his man. Moreno crosses into the penalty area. Headed away, followed up by Glenn Johnson on the half volley. It's going low and goalwards, but caught by the keeper, Simon Eastwood, and signals the whistle from the referee. And with half this game played, neither side has still found a goal. It adds to more tension and drama for the second half, but half-time, Blackburn Rovers 0, Liverpool 0. David.
Liverpool finished well, and they caused some moments of panic. Good ball into the area. Wasn't well cleared by Blackburn, and Johnson coming in. I think we've got to be a little bit more alive to those type of opportunities, because we have seen some good balls going into the box, and Blackburn haven't always cleared them. We have created something from those, but generally, I think, in the final third, Liverpool just not being as clinical, maybe, as they should be. And given the amount of possession that they've had over the course of this first half, we probably should have made more of it. We should be going in, I think, at least the goal up.
Not that way. You would presume Rudy Gusted might come on for Blackburn in the second half at some point. He'll cause some problems. It's tense stuff. It's a night where you've really got to be big if you're in a Liverpool shirt in the second half.
Yeah, I think so. I think, but they can be encouraged by some of the things that they've had the advantage of in the first half. A lot of possession of the ball. Got to get key men on the ball. Don't know whether it suits Coutinho to be playing on the right-hand side. Maybe we'd like to see more on the left-hand side, coming in on his right foot and having some shots on goal. Well, we haven't put the goalkeeper under that much pressure, but we've begun to have a few shots. Johnson had a reasonable effort towards the end. Forced the goalkeeper to go full length. But really, we've got to put the goalie under more pressure and enjoy having the possession that we've had, but make something of it.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
0-0 here at half-time between Blackburn Rovers and Liverpool, and the Liverpool team just coming out. But Lomi, they've had to make a change from their starting 11. Mamadou Sakho's gone off with what perhaps looked like a hamstring injury, so his straight replacement with Kolo Touré. Simon Mignolet in goal. Glenn Johnson, Mamadou Sakho off, so Lovren Touré the centre-halves, Moreno left side of defence, midfield three, Henderson, Lucas Allen, and then Sterling, Sturridge and Coutinho further forward. Sterling's at the brightest, I think, in an attacking sense. Liverpool, perhaps goals have been a problem for a while this season, but tonight, David Fairclough, just perhaps not got that cutting edge when it comes to getting the chances on goal.
Yeah, I think so. Just need to be a little bit more ruthless around the penalty area. Show a willingness to make something happen. Sometimes they've sort of just tried to fiddle their way through, find a little cute pass, and it's not coming off at the moment, because sometimes it's quite congested in there. But hopefully they've had that much possession, that if they have that amount of possession in the second half, you'd like to think they're going to make more use of the ball.
So Liverpool to kick off the second 45. It all comes down to this FA Cup quarter-final replay. And they're shooting from left to right, so towards the travelling fans. Early touch by Rhodes. Drags the ball down the right-hand side. Kolo Touré puts it into touch under pressure from Craig Conway. No changes from either side at the break. Simon Eastwood in goal for Blackburn. Henley, Baptiste, Kilgallen and Olsen, the back four. Marshall, Evans, Williamson, Kenny and Conway. Midfield five, and Jordan Rhodes up front. Rudy Gusted on the bench. Thankfully, I hear you say. Now, ball high to the halfway line. Williamson with a backwards header. And then a touch on it by Matt Kilgallen. Ends up in the midfield with Blackburn Rovers. But they're going backwards with Tom Kearney on possession. Now it's played out wide to the left-hand side. Kearney then chips it out to the wing. Looking for Marcus Olsen. Blackburn Rovers and Marcus Olsen have it. Gets around the side of Henderson. Tees it up low for the strike to come in. That's a great save. The shot was Tom Kearney's. And a double-handed save from Simon Mignolet denied him. Saw him winding that left peg up. Struck it well.
Yeah, nice little build-up by Blackburn. Gets Kearney into a good position. Still a good way out. And really, you wouldn't have expected him to test Mignolet as well as he did. But it was a good shot and a good save.
Corner kick ensues from it. Radio City Sport 0-0 at the moment at Ewood Park, but that's ahead of Gorwood, which seems to be cleared off the line, and Lucas is there to further get it away. Replays will have to show how close that was, but Blackburn trying to defend at the same time. Coutinho not quick enough to get to that ball, and it runs out for a throw-in to Blackburn Rovers. Let's see a replay of this Blackburn chance.
That's another good save by Mignolet. Good header by Marshall. Puts it right down the corner. Mignolet has to go full stretch. I think he does really well to catch, to keep that out.
Oh, it's a great save. He's put it on the post. And not only was it a good save, he was unsighted by Joe Allen just in front of him, who tried to connect with the ball.
Yeah, he couldn't get to it initially, but the header was well placed. Mignolet really had to go full length. All credit to him. Well done.
So an explosive start to the second half with Radio City Sport. David Fairclough and Steve Hothersall, and it's 0-0. Chance for Jordan Rhodes, which they're defending well, but here at the other end, it's Allen rolled in towards Henderson. Pirouettes in the box, still going, is Henderson. Foot in by the Blackburn player, just turned away, and Lucas ends up with it. Well, Jordan Henderson was doing all sorts of acrobatics in there to try and work his way through. Sturridge chips it over the top, looking for Sterling. Miss by the header of the Blackburn player. Sterling gets to it first, and then his pass intercepted by Kearney, who sends it back to his keeper. Wasn't that interesting? Liverpool on the back foot as they gamble. Now Gusten straight into play. Rolls it on for Rhodes. Rhodes to the edge of the penalty area. Drags it in there. Past Kolo Touré. Rhodes takes the shot, and Kolo blocks it. And for a second, I thought he'd injured himself, but I think he was just trying to appeal to the referee that it was a goal kick, but it certainly wasn't. Well, right on the back foot, and that was Gusten driven as well.
Yeah, very much so. Good work by Kolo Touré to hold Rhodes and force him to take him on. He sort of isolated him, he took him down his right-hand side. That's where he's strongest. And Rhodes, as I said earlier, he's not the quickest, but good defender by Touré.
Kearney, corner on the left-hand side. It's an outswinger towards the penalty spot. Gusten's header, he missed. Second chance, he lifts that massive left leg up. Keeps it in play for Blackburn Rovers. Bounces out of the box for Williamson, who sends it back to the halfway line. Adam Henley stops it. Coutinho, he's halfway inside the Blackburn half. Great pass out to the right wing. Glenn Johnson then tries to tease his way further forward, and then hits it against the body of Olsen and wins the corner kick for Liverpool. The 7,000 Reds fans behind there clap in unison. As we hit 70 minutes, this game still poised very delicately 0-0. Can go to extra time, even penalties if necessary. Coutinho, corner on the right-hand side, looking near post for Lucas, but blocked out by Blackburn Rovers. Comes back to Coutinho, dribbles his way in! Coutinho! He loves a good FA Cup goal! And he surged his way into the Blackburn box from the right-hand side and wrapped that ball low and quick into the corner. A streetwise finish from Liverpool street fighter Philippe Coutinho. Rovers 0, Liverpool 1, well, and one leg in the semi-final.
Well, Liverpool really showing the quality there. Composed little build-up down the right-hand side. No panic about it. Nice and controlled. The corner didn't work. And when it comes back again, Coutinho just plays a 1-2 with Henderson. Gets into a good position. It suited the right foot from that point. The angle is absolutely perfect for him, because if he just drives it nice and straight, then he can find the way into the goal off the inside of the post. It looked so easy, but that was star quality. Well done, Henderson and Coutinho.
There's a ball chipped into the box towards Daniel Sturridge. He could put it out of reach of Blackburn. And as he chips it towards the on-rushing keeper, it's gone wide of the Blackburn goal. Well, he did have the opportunity to probably make the margins too big for Blackburn, but he's missed it.
Would have been a fantastic goal had it come off, because it was a lovely ball out to Sturridge. And nice bit of control. Gets himself into a nice little position. Angle was a little bit tight, but still in all you'd have expected him to finish it. He just got too much on the shot.
Now Daniel Sturridge gets a barge in the back and a free kick for Liverpool. He just sort of halted that run, didn't he, as he was approaching the edge of the penalty area.
Yeah, he was unaware, I think, or aware that maybe he might have been flagged up as offside. So he just bought that challenge from Olsen.
Ricky Lambert is going to replace Daniel Sturridge, and still more for Daniel to do on his road to recovery.
I don't think that he's quite 100%, actually. I think he was feeling a little bit of something. There was a little bit of concern at one point some while ago.
So Liverpool with a free kick. Jordan Henderson trying to arrange the ball for Philip Coutinho. Two in the Blackburn wall. And the rest of the team are back defending. Another goal would put this beyond Blackburn and put Liverpool in the semis. Henderson's free kick. Oh, Ricky Lambert arriving far post. And meets it with a header, but pushes that header wide of goal.
That was a good ball in. Unfortunately, maybe Lambert just gets a late look at it as it clears the head of Gisted, and he's not able to maybe direct it as well as he would have liked.
Sterling turns it forward for Ricky Lambert. Lambert's body strength helps him win the first and almost second challenge, but then hit long by Blackburn for Marshall. Just past the halfway line, left-hand side. Marshall comes infield. He's got a man available for it. Plays it to his right-hand side. Ball's then chipped into the penalty area. Gisted goes up. Kolo Touré has to be aware. And he clips it and volleys it away. Coutinho's waiting for it to bounce. And it goes out. And it will be a throw into Blackburn Rovers. Nervy, nervy ending.
Well, it's all hands to the pump as Blackburn throw everybody into the box, including the goalkeeper.
Simon Eastwood comes up to add an 11th body for Blackburn, or 10th in the penalty area. The long throw in to come from the left-hand side will be made by Tommy Spur. You've got to be aware Liverpool could counter from this. Throw in into the box. Gisted tries for the head. Drops to Eastwood. Saved on the line. Oh my word. Well, nearly a remarkable FA Cup story as Eastwood saw his shot stopped right on the white line by Simon Mignolet. Well, that would have been the stuff of legends, wouldn't it? Thankfully, Mignolet was alert to it.
Well, it would have been a story. And probably it was difficult for Mignolet to save it because there's so many bodies in the way. Eastwood hit it quite well. But Mignolet, it took the second attempt, really, to restore the ball. Certainly dramatic.
Other end of the field, ball bounces off Henderson into the hands of Eastwood. Last chance maybe for Blackburn Rovers. 2 minutes or 3 minutes into that extra time. Gisted can't find it. Allen hooks it clear. Wembley is the destination. And they're there! The semi-finals for Liverpool. They get past Blackburn Rovers just about, but what a keenly contested FA Cup quarter-final replay. Coutinho's solitary goal is the difference. Simon Eastwood very nearly created history as the Blackburn keeper shot right at the death, but that was saved by Simon Mignolet. But Liverpool can now concentrate on a date with Aston Villa a week on Sunday, while the FA Cup throws up some thrills and spills, and we've had it all at Ewood Park tonight. Rovers 0, Liverpool 1.
Deserved, I have to say. Liverpool thoroughly deserved their win. It was hard work, and at times maybe they could have made it a little bit easier for themselves, but all credit to the home side. Blackburn did battle. They made it difficult for Liverpool, and it just was always going to need some real quality to prove the difference. Liverpool at times showed it, but not enough of it. Thankfully, the real bit of quality from Coutinho did settle the affair, but it was a sweat, but it's going to give us all a huge, huge lift. It's a fantastic night for Liverpool.
Well, all the pressures of the Sterling stories, the defeats to United and to Arsenal, do feel a little bit further away now. Great celebrations from the Liverpool fans in the Darwin end of the ground. The Liverpool team go over there to celebrate with them. And you could see, you could sense that achievement ripple through the side and what it meant to them when the full-time whistle went.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, great celebrations going on in front of the supporters. The supporters have been magnificent. 7,000 here, they've packed the Liverpool end. They've given Liverpool enormous support from the first minute to the last. they played their part in it as much as the players, and there are great scenes of celebration. You'd have thought Liverpool have actually made it to the final rather than just the semi-final.
Well, the Liverpool players come over here, it could just be the turn in the season that they need. Of course, Aston Villa will be next up for Liverpool. Wembley for the semi-finals, not for the traditionalists really, Dave, is it?
No, it isn't. I don't agree with the semi-finals being at Wembley. I'd much prefer it to be on a neutral ground. There seemed to be, it made something special of semi-finals. It still will be a special day, that's for sure, but it seems a little bit of an unnecessary hindrance, really, getting everybody down to London and what have you, and us actually having the Sunday afternoon one. It's not an easy it's not an easy trip for Liverpool fans to make, but they will be there in their numbers, that's for sure.
Certainly will. Let's go through your most ranged man of the match then. A Liverpool player that stood out for you tonight, David Fairclough.
Sterling, I think. I think Sterling was very much involved in the action. He set the tempo for Liverpool. Maybe at times could have been a little bit better with his quality, certainly in the first half. But you can never knock Raheem's effort and enthusiasm, his willingness to fight when it sort of the odds are against him. He's had a battle there tonight against Henley. He's done well. And there were some real notable performances out there, but Sterling takes the nod. Post-match.
The away fans turned up in numbers again, so we gave something back and they've got something to look forward to with that game at Wembley, and hopefully we can get to the final as well. We wanted to get to the final, that's what we said before and in the dressing room, and everybody did their jobs today really well. Throughout the two games, we kept two clean sheets, and luckily we scored the one goal today to make sure we did that.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.